I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. Donald Trump's action blitz to ostensibly make America great again may be costing him support from within. A number of polls show his support slipping both within the Republican Party and, as important, if not more, in swing states. Is his continued offensive on anything and everything costing him? Let's go through it. As important as costing his party in the midterms, the YouGov Economist polling showing by the end of September, support among voters who voted for Trump in 2024, his supporters, slipped 5 percentage points. Now, that's still a hefty number at 70%, but that was down from the beginning of the month of 75%, saying the country was headed in the right direction. That's a 5-point drop in just 1 month. Even more stark, an AP NORC poll reporting the share of Republicans saying the U.S. is headed in the wrong direction soared from 29% in June to 51% in September. That's a majority now of Republicans polled saying that things are not good. Among Republicans under 45 years of age, that number leapt by 30 points to 61%. These are dire numbers. A Quinnipiac poll found that 60% of Republicans believe the U.S. is in political crisis. Now, the White House says the president is not worried and that he's going ahead with the work of making America great again. But some of that work is being interpreted as not constructive. A Marquette poll shows backlash on what is perceived to be free speech. The pressure on CBS to remove Stephen Colbert and ABC to take Jimmy Kimmel off the air. And at that time, the rhetoric over a government shutdown, which now has come to pass. Ironically, the director of the Project on Ethics and Political Communication at George Washington University, his name is Peter Loge, told Newsweek that the reasoning behind the growing dissatisfaction comes from the president repeatedly telling everybody how terrible things are. Now, not even included in the September numbers is the president trying to send troops into Portland, Oregon, saying it's burning to the ground.
Portland is burning to the ground. It's insurrectionists all over the place. It's Antifa.
Which is so blatantly false, it is hard to understand why he would say it again and then keep repeating it.
And you've seen it. The place is burning down and they pretend like there's nothing happening.
No, we haven't seen it, which is the problem. Remember, he said that was true about Los Angeles as well. It's still standing. If he's willing to say serious things that everybody can see are a lie, is it possible that they're losing faith about things that he says when he denies talk about things like ties with Jeffrey Epstein and underage girls? Now, even as, if not more concerning, is swing states. His approval rating is underwater in all 7 swing states. This according to an aggregate of polling. Wisconsin, minus 10 points. Michigan, down 12. Pennsylvania, down 13. Georgia, 11. Nevada, down 12 points. North Carolina, minus 9. Even Arizona is down 7. That margin would have given all 7 states to Kamala Harris in the general. Trump would not be president. In the swing states, analysts credited to economic factors, including ongoing inflation and tariff effects, as well as the immigration tactics being employed by the administration and vengeance, seeing to be Trump policy. So polls are polls with all their beauty and large blemishes, but should Republicans be concerned? Should Democrats try to muster enough spine and try to find this as something they can exploit? What should we mortal Americans make of it? Has President Trump just moved too fast and viciously for even his supporters to stomach? Is this an actual lasting turn in sentiment? Does it make sense nobody should want either party to be destroyed? America seems to be strongest when both parties are strong, want to talk to each other, expect compromise, keep the government going, and gain the trust of the American people? Email me if you like, ed@edbaxternews.com.